RSN Central's Form Express.
Racing country New South Wales at Dubbo. It's a good four, fine conditions, eight races. Harry White joins us for his best bets, his play of the day, and also his quaddy. Welcome back, Harry.
Thanks, Gareth.
Where do we start?
Look, my best bet, race six, number one, Vital Verse, it's $1.60, so there's no value in it. We can stand that out in the quaddy. I'll give you one that's a bit better. Race five, number two, Down to Earth, resumes gelded for a new stable, has trialled okay, as a three-year-old, showed a lot of promise. So based on that, hopefully he's good enough to knock off a Dubbo Maiden. You're getting about $2.80. Race five, number two, couldn't find a heap of value around. Race seven, number two, is the best I've got. Potent View, won a trial leading into this, is good for high form. The knock is a tricky gate, but that's been negated somewhat with scratching. I think with even luck, he's right in the finish, paying about $4. Race seven, number two. As far as the quaddy goes, first leg, 1, 2, 6, 14. We stand out number one in the second leg. Third leg, 2, 4, 5, and 10, and bring it home with 1, 2, 6, and 12. There's a couple of shorties in the opening races that I think will be winning. So play of the day, we'll have an all-up. Race two, number one, into race three, number two.
Good luck, Harry.
Thanks, Gareth.
Also racing in New South Wales, a Gundagai. Ian Humphreys joins us to have a look at this meeting. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How do we back a winner there at Gundagai?
In race six, number two, Hot Bahama. He should be the leader, which is a big advantage at this track. A Fort Knuckle Warrior was probably a real danger, and he's been scratched. So Ken and him race six, number two, Hot Bahama. No problems at the 1,800 metres. And then we'll go back to race two, number one, Ramiro. Pretty ordinary race. You ran second at Orby last time. He gets winkers for the first time today in the strong Matthew Dale stable. So it'll be hard to beat race two, number one, Ramiro. The quaddy, the first leg, just numbers 1, 2, 3. Second leg, just 1 and 2. Third leg, a bit harder, 1, 4, 6, 7, and 12. That's the Gundagai Cup. And in the last, we'll put a few in the last as well. We'll take 1, 3, 4, 6, and 7.
Good on you, mate. Good luck, Ian. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ian Humphreys looking at Gundagai. Sunshine Coast is the venue there up in Queensland on a Sunday afternoon. Howard Walter will help us back a winner there. Good morning to you, Howard.
G'day, Gareth.
How do we back a winner at the Sunshine Coast? Do you like this card?
Well, again, as I seem to be saying this every single Sunday, it's a soft seven, but it's going to be a warm to hot day, so there's a chance of an upgrade. So Wales out three. I dare say if anyone wants to bet seriously into the meeting, they better be just watching every race to see if there is a lane. But having said all that, trying to negotiate through it all, I'm going to start off in race one with number two, Vienna Empress. Now, normally I wouldn't suggest horses when there's so many first starters, but the track being a soft seven, this horse has had two runs in from a spell, both in better company than this, you know, Saturday Metropolitan races. Fourth at the Gold Coast last start in a $500,000 race behind Sweet Dolly, beaten five lengths, fourth of 11. So the benefit of those two starts, I dare say it'll strip the fittest horse in the mounting yard. And just because the market has it around the $5, you know, $5.50 mark. So race one, number two, Vienna Empress each way. And then, Gareth, wait till the last race. Race 9, number 9, the Rulo, only had the 8 starts, won 4 races, run second twice. But the key to this horse is first up. First up form, 2 wins and a second, resumed today, won a trial very well. Had a change of stables, gone from John Smurden to Casey Fogden, but with all due respect, that's not a negative at all, it's just a fact, change of stable. But race 9, number 9, the Rulo, should be hard to beat. For as quaddy goes, start off with 1, 4, 9 into 1, 2, 5 into 6, 11, 13, 16 into 9.
Good punting today, Howard.
I think it's
going to be a filler. He agrees with me, Howard. Nadia Horn joins us now to preview Port Augusta in South Australia. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I'm very well. Did you enjoy yesterday? Top class racing in South Australia.
It was a very good day's racing, and of course young 17-year-old apprentice Jacob Opperman, at only his second race right in a stakes race, was able to run away with the Port Adelaide Guinea, so it was a great day of racing, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a great story, isn't it, Nadia? 17-year-old to do what he actually did there yesterday on the big stage.
Yeah, exactly. There's been a lot of interest from him, from Victoria too, to maybe look at heading over the border at some stage through his career. So, the connections to entrust a role like that in such an important race, the feather in its cap in itself, but to ride it the way he did was a big plus.
Can we find a winner at Port Augusta?
I reckon we can. Look, we can start things off in race one. I do think that even though it's $1.80, that this horse Scarlet Visit is going to be very hard to beat. Of course, Ryan Bowser, who had a great day at the office at both Caulfield and Morphettville yesterday, he takes a team to Port Augusta this afternoon, and Scarlet River's one of those. Because it comes off of a run at Oakbank where it was placed in a maiden over 1,400 metres. It was a good effort on that occasion, and arguably that was a much tougher maiden than what it runs into here today. The fact that it's fit, gets the addition of winkers, certainly got to handle the dirt. I suppose that's the little unknown, but on form it should be hard to beat. So race one, number six, is the first of the specials. The next horse we like, it comes up in race two, the one Fulton Street. Now, he's been going okay. Look, he went to Oakbank and he was just caught on the wrong part of the track in a race that they just went way too hard. And he was up on speed. He's better off when, you know, he's allowed to run the race in his own tempo without any pressure. He's got a real liking for the dirt. He's been here six times and he's been a winner on four occasions. And now that he's had such a grounding preparation, I would say that he's going to be winning races through this season at Port Augusta. He'll go forward, 3 kilo claim. He'll give a really good sight, race two, number one. And the other horse we like comes up in race three. In this maiden, I do think that number nine, Dipper D, is the way to go here. Another for Ryan Bowser. Look, its form may not read that well when you look at its recent form, but they are in much tougher company than this race here today. Look, these horses are fairly limited. Now, you've got a horse like Zipper D, who we've seen go around in metropolitan races in the past. You know, he beat the seven lengths, then go to the provincials and only a couple of lengths away from the winner. So I would feel that, you know, that's pretty good form for a race like this. So the three I like are race one, the six, race two, the one, race three, the nine, and our quaddy will one out the one in the first leg, take 2, 4, 13 in the second, 1, 2, and 6 in the third leg, and we'll take the field in the last because that looks a really tricky race.
Good luck, Nadia.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn there. George Ferrucci joins us to talk some greyhound racing. George, good morning. What about that night last night up in Sydney at Wentworth Park? And geez, Tommy became a millionaire. Tommy Shelby, what a performance in a race that will go down, I think, as one of the better Golden Easter eggs that I've seen.
Absolutely, and good morning to you, Gareth. It was absolutely fantastic. He jumped really well from the wide draw, set up the race early. There were stages there that where Wow looked like he was going to get him. He tracked wide down the back. It cost him a little bit. He tried to come again, but Tommy's just a pro. He just gets the job done. He's now an Australian Cup and Golden Easter Egg winner among his other victories. And as you said, he becomes the eighth greyhound now to win over $1 million. A terrific advertisement for greyhounds from WA, that's for sure, Tommy Shelby. In the other race, the Association Cup, we nearly got the money carried with Fernando Cas at 17. She led everywhere but the post, and she got beat by a very good one.
Can you believe it, Georgie?
Unbelievable. But I tell you what, Stanley Rowe, take nothing away from him. He has been the informed stayer of this country ever since he took out the super stays at the Meadows. He had a bit of a freshen up, came back to Wentworth Park and just got the job done. He got held up in a few places. He just powered to the line. Take nothing away from Fernando Cas. I think that's a really good grounding for her going into the Sandown Cup now, where she'll have to take on the likes of Stanley Road and co. But some terrific, terrific performances. We had heats of the Perth Cup as well, where the likes of Tigalong Tong got the job done. A real big WA field with some of the heat winners as well. And we've seen in the heats of the Galaxy, Sunset Burpsey and Zach Minnelli setting up a mouth-watering clash next week. So we'll touch on all them throughout the week. But, it was a great night of racing.
What about at Sandown today? Always great racing on a Sunday afternoon. Sometimes we can find a hidden star amongst all of those that can step out there at Sandown on a Sunday, George.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's a lot of first starters going around in some of these maiden heats, Gareth, by young sires like Orson Allen. So it'll be interesting to see how a few of those go. I do like one in race four, number one, Sky and Thunder. We tipped it a couple of weeks ago. It ran third that day. Since then, it was a really eye-catching second again at Sandown. Look, it's drawn well. I think the 600 metre suits. It's up against a greyhound called Aston Vogue, who'll probably go around as favourite. Will show a little bit of speed in the same kennel, but I think Brendan Purcell here with the inside greyhound will be hard to beat. Sky and Thunder over the 5.95, race 4, number 1. Those having a play on the quaddy, Gareth, 1 and 7 into 1, 5 and 8, into 3, 4 and 8, into 3, 4 and 3, 4, 7 and 8 to bring us home.
You confident, George?
Yeah, I do like that one today. We're licking our wounds a little bit from Fernando Caz, but we did go each way, Gareth, so we didn't lose, but we were cheering up the straight, that's for sure. But again, it's a congratulations to connections to Stanley Road and to Tommy Shelby's connections. It really was a spectacular on the race.
Oh, I saw some social media photos of Tommy Shelby getting into a pink Hummer outside of Wentworth Park after winning. Like, he was definitely a rock star.
He is a rock star. As you said, winning $1 million. I mean, it's come about pretty quickly. You know, that $300,000 for the Australian Cup and $250,000 for the Easter egg last night. So in the space of two runs, he's won over $500,000. Yeah, look, he's been a terrific greyhound. You see him behind the boxes too, Gareth. He was so keen, ready to go. He's just a professional, the dog. And what the difference in the last, say, 4 months, Gareth, has been, is that he's just been nailing the start again. There was a period there where he was just hit or miss out of the boxes, and he wasn't getting the job done, or at least he was running second and third against good dogs. But now he's primed and ready to go. And take nothing away from Wow, too. I thought his run was exceptional running into second place, but the winner was too good.
Good on you, George. We'll catch up with you throughout the week on RSN Central.
Speak
as we
then,
talk
mate.
Some greyhound racing.